Yes, as Bruce says, it is time for Cover Me. And the cover song that I've chosen for you today is Being With You. It was originally written and recorded by Smokey Robinson back in 1981, and it reached number one on the R&B charts and stayed there for 5 weeks. This cover is by Sarah Borges and The Broken Singles, and it's pretty true to the original, but I like Sarah's voice on this version. From her album, The Stars Are Out, this is Sarah Borges and The Broken Singles, our Cover Me feature here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I'm listen to everything, so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Like a lie. Today just like a lie. That's true. It changes by its definition. Just like an eye to you, we go. Just like a lie. That's true. It changes by its definition. Just like an eye to you, we go. We go. Just like a lie.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you, and it is, well, 17 minutes after the hour of 12, busting our way into the third hour of today's show. Thanks for joining me as we work our way through our lunch hour on this gray, rainy Tuesday. Hope it's nice where you are. We finished up there with brand new material from Lemuria. They are an unsigned indie rock alt-pop trio out of Buffalo, New York. They just released their debut full-length album, Recreational Hate, on December 15th. That tune is called Wanted to Be Yours. The Supers, before then, out of Toronto, Canada, from the album Sklang. And I didn't make that up. That's how it's spelled. Anyways, it says, I Don't Want to Sleep. The Pixies, before then, Here Comes Your Man, from Doolittle, Always, also from Toronto, Canada, Archie, Marry Me, from their self-titled debut album. And we started the hour with Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles with our Cover Me feature covering Smokey Robinson's Being With You.
What is us?
Us is a foundation.
Us is the future.
Us is a bond.
But right now, that bond is frayed.
And we need a place that could make it whole.
From diabetes prevention to safety around water.
The Y fills the gaps.
And bridges our divides.
But they can't do it without us.
Support your local Y today. Because where there's a Y, there's an us.
Read by members of the Y.
The Y for a better us.
We have music coming to you in this hour from Peter Bjorn and John, some Police, and our Double Down featured artist, which is Sunflower Bean. I got two tracks from their yet-to-be-released album. Next up, though, is a band called Kakmadafaka. And I kid you not, it's spelled K-A-K-K-M-A-D-D-A-F-A-K-K-A. Did you get all that? It's a unique name. However, it's a terrible name. And I have to say, though, they do make some nice music. They are a six-piece indie pop rock group out of Bergen, Norway. They released an album in September of last year called Huss. I was really quite taken with it. This tune is called Boy. So here we have new music from Kakmadafaka here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
She looked him deep in the eye.
and everything is alright. I'm just a wave riding in the tide, but I take it back.
.5 WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. About half past the hour of 12, we finished up there with new music from Lean, which is an awful name for a band. Just try to do a search on that. It's just difficult. Lean is a collaboration between two session musicians, writers, and producers, Steven Johnson and Kyle McCammon. The pair met as hired players on a recording session and became friends and started working together. The boys just released a single called Come Back. And according to their SoundCloud page, they have a full album planned for later this year. Before that, we had The Police, of course. Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic from Ghost in the Machine and Kakamadavaka. I hate that name. It started with a tune called Boy. Well, it's time for our next feature. It's called Double Down. Today's highlighted artist is Sunflower Bean. And Sunflower Bean, which is a great name for a band, is a mixed-gendered soft indie pop trio out of New York. That's my description. Their Facebook description has them as neo-psychedelic for the digital age. I don't get that, but anyway. I first found them in 2016 with the release of Human Ceremony, their debut album, which is a huge success for them. Then in 2017, November of, they released a new single called I Was a Fool. At that time, I wrote in my notes I was hoping for a new album for 2018. Well, that has come to fruition. The sophomore effort, 22 in Blue, is due out March 23rd. As it happens, I have two tracks from that album. I'm going to start with this feature from the first one I just mentioned. It's called I Was a Fool. So this is Sunflower Bean as our Double Down feature artist here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I was getting lost in your quicksand. Look.
91.5 WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. We finished up there with Dog's Eye View, of course, from the album Happy Knower, which came out, 1995. That was Everything Falls Apart. Then our Double Down featured artist Sunflower Bean from their yet-to-be-released second album, 22 in Blue. I believe it comes out, I mentioned, on the 9th. No, I'm wrong. 23rd of March. I'm looking at the wrong calendar. Anyway, also in there, well, no, we finished up there. Want to remind you, I've posted today's new release show playlist at my website at tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, you can also see my top 10 list of 2017. Some videos are housed there, and I provided some links for some free downloads. They're available there as well. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Next up is the latest material from Lauren Ruth Ward. She fronts the indie rock mixed gender four-piece. She got her start in Baltimore, Maryland before deciding to move to Los Angeles. And I read this on her Facebook page. It says, quote, Lauren's band recreates 60s rock and roll nuances, allowing Ward to release a powerhouse of raw, visceral emotion in their live show. Her brand new full-length album is getting ready to release on February 9th. That's where I got that from. And the album is called Well Hell. This is called Sideways. So it's really new music from Lauren Ruth Ward here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I'm leading, saying it's too late to be a crooner.
Music you can't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Well, that'll do it for me for another terrific Tuesday. I had a blast. I hope you had some fun, too. Hope you got a new song to deal, because that's the point of this whole process. This is TK for Music You Might Otherwise Miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from the Ames era, which was the precursor to Generationals. This is a tune called Could Be Anything from their second EP. Y'all have a great Tuesday. I'll see y'all next week.
If I could be